Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody trying to turn their life in a more positive direction, trying to have honest-to-God progression, wants to make some kind of history, wants to be some kind of history, wants to put themselves in history books. Everybody interested in self-improvement, listen, and you are listening to Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. I am co-host Talk Dude. On the other side of this line is the one and only, believe me, there's not another one, Comedy Organic OK. This show is brought to you by Comedy Organic OK. It's the guy behind all this. Comedy, speak up. Let them know you're here.
Speak up. Yeah, you know, it's something like as I become to speak and my voice become amplified, people say, you're speaking so loud. He's speaking so loud, and I said, I want my voice to be listened to. And a lot of times, you know, as I travel, and especially in the public, I always have a mask on. So they don't understand, as you're talking through a mask, for me speaking, talking through a mask talking, it sounds muffled. So I speak louder. At the same time, the oxygen that's coming through the mask, I have to make sure that the wind in my breathing is cleared through the mask that I'm wearing at that time. So I want to make sure that when I'm speaking up, it's coming through, and they're listening to ours sound loud. But that's what I do. I speak. And I want my voice to be magnified into that. Understanding that you saying, oh, he speaks so soft most of the time, right? So most of the time, I'm known to speak, you know, people say I speak soft, I'm soft-spoken, right?
Absolutely.
So when people say, well, I can't hear you, I speak louder and make sure that it's heard instead of me having to repeat it several times. They get offended. No, let's back up a minute. Now, this show today is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future.
That's right.
And my name is, can you tell me my name?
Comedy Organic OK.
And this right here is Talk Dude.
The one and only.
And this is the thing. The battered of what we're talking about is just that simple. It's a natural experience of gathering the nature of not being battered. Not being contaminated with being successful under those moments of oppositional and time-consuming practice, things that don't align for you to be successful because the time have not necessarily been revealed on the perception of what that is and what is the need for that to be accurately done. Now, Talk Dude, how have your day been, and what is your experience that you want to prevail to the people?
My day had its ups and downs. It usually does. What experience I want to provide to the people? I'm hoping every single person out there will realize they have some self-potential that is untapped, but it can be tapped quite easily. Life is simple. It's not easy. It is an ordeal. The key is to looking forward to that ordeal, to look forward to the opportunity to prove yourself. And hopefully this show will help lead them on that path, on that righteous path of self-improvement. Hopefully those listening out there in radio land, blog talk radio, internet radio land, will basically realize that they can improve. They can get better. They can make some kind of history. Take that true stab at immortality. There is all this stuff every single day that is happening, and it is an opportunity to prove yourself. If you want me to keep talking? Fine. I'm hoping that every single person out there is thinking, you know what? I see the opportunity. But that's the problem with opportunity. Japanese have the same problem. Word for crisis, they do opportunity. Because that's the thing. That thing about opportunity can go either way. It's an opportunity to prove yourself, or an opportunity to humiliate yourself. There can be loss. Sometimes you get knocked down hard. Might not have the opportunity to try again. I hope this doesn't stop everybody out there from taking a real challenge and proving themselves. Really, everybody out there, everybody who can hear this. Oh, I forgot to mention, it's 7:05 here on the program, seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. Everyone listening, don't just listen, talk. Let us know what's going on with you, okay? Make positive steps towards basically changing yourself right now. Get involved in an intimate way. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I have seen the strangest people, most disabled people. I know Disabled Awareness Month just ended, but seriously, I think you should be a little bit more aware of them than you are now. Every single day, I hear online, on social media, about disabled people finding ways to overcome, to prove themselves. I see them. They see that opportunity. They take it. Some of them know they don't have a lot of time left. Some of them realize, in a way, when you're broken, disadvantaged, sometimes that disadvantage can grow. It can build and whatever and strangle every single aspect of your life until all you are is your condition and you look forward to death. And I'm telling you right now, it doesn't have to be that way. A lot of you out there in radio land, you're able-bodied, but you're still not proving yourself. Some of you might be in a way. You're struggling to keep your head above water. And it is a struggle, isn't it? It is such an ordeal. But to everyone out there, I hope you hear this message. I hope this show, this program, and its hosts inspire you to get better and be better. One of the steps you got to take is get yourself a day planner. Think about all the things you got to knock out of the way. Think about all the problemas that you have and that you can personally use to get by, get better. Every single one of you out there, it's all waiting for you. It's right there in front of you. Every single day, the world is giving you the possibility, the potential to really make something of yourself. Believe me, you were meant to. You deserve to. Can you feel it? Can you feel your heart beating? Your pulse in place? Organic, can you feel it? You know what I'm talking about. It's all about, basically, don't basically, once again, it's about the journey, not the destination entirely. Now, you're not going to basically make sort of major big splashes overnight. You should be inspired to turn your life around, but it's not going to happen like that. It could take one night if you decide to go into a different direction. But it is a gradual process. Can you feel it? Can you truly feel it? This flesh and blood, it's there. It's momentarily. It's giving you basically a potential, a moment, an opportunity. You always think you're going to have a little bit more, well, what's the word I'm looking for, time than you think you've got. And some of you may think it's never going to happen at all. You think it only happens for the few, the lucky, those who are born into it. Once upon a time, some guy got lucky. And then he had kids of his own, and you know what? They were born into it. Opportunists. They basically moved all the heaven and earth as they were meant to. I can't risk what little I've got on this. It's so damning and humbling. I'm telling you right now, you are meant to be better than you are. You are meant to make that type of history. Take a moment to think about all the things you don't want to settle for anymore, all the self-improvements you want to make. Take a moment to think about all of it and how much you were meant to be. Listen to that inner voice, that inner child, that's basically telling you what you best do every day. Listen to it. It's there. It's telling you, I can help you on the righteous path. I can help you realize your fullest potential if you just listen to me. Honestly, wake up. It's all waiting for you. It's all there. Ask yourself, what was I meant to do? Dreams exist for a reason. There are desires, our fears, a lot of them are meant to be made flesh and blood. We are meant to improve. We are meant to get better. We're all meant to take a real stab at it. Organic, are you there? Organic. Did it again. All right. Let me just continue. I once knew a woman who was a product of not having enough. She didn't have a faith in herself. She just tried to get by. She wanted to prove that she didn't need somebody, a man to answer to and whatever. She wanted to prove that she, here's the sad thing, she never really took much of a shot. She was always afraid. I shared a car ride with her. She was not a happy person. So many of us feel like that basically adulthood is the death of something. It's the death of all our dreams. We're afraid to go after them. We don't know how. There is no hope. I'm telling you, every single day, you see what happens when people don't really take the effort into getting better, into really trying to prove themselves with both hands. You see what happens. The sad thing is, it is a slippery slope. It is basically really hard. It is easier just to go down to the bar and basically just try to drink your troubles away, take up smoke, whatever. I'll die faster. That's a bonus, but basically I'll feel a little better when I do. Let me just say something. It seems like now more days, more and more, people go to a bar and whatever, not just to have fun, but basically to exist, to live, to waste away. It's one thing to go to a place, have a nip every now and again, just a surprise, but let me tell you something. I was on a fast track to being that guy who goes to a bar every night. I didn't do it because, well, you know what? It was costly. It's not going to help me get anywhere in life. It's too expensive. It's 7:15 here on the program. See in the change for the past, be in the change for the future. We invite you to call in, tune in, and what have you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, where are you? Can't believe this happened again. Do you see people every single day that seem to have basically be getting by better than you are? Do you want better? Do you need better? Do you basically try not to climb the top because it can be lonely? All the competition. Does it feel safer being at the bottom where everybody is settled and accepted and admit defeat? You're holding back on yourself. Ask yourself, how do I get better? How do I truly improve? How do I be more? Better than this? How?
You're talking about a message, and the message, part of your solution, as you ask yourself the question, is part of what you're doing to change your life at the same time. You're doing those components. Now it's just the result that's happening, as you were saying.
As I was saying, the truth is, it is so easy to just accept defeat, to concede and try to get comfortable in it, thinking, I'm at the bottom, I'm safe down here. I'll just scrape and eke by. You know, to actually really try to basically see the change, be the change, to really be part of the future, it's not just a lot of hard work. Once again, it can be risky. How do you do it in steps? How do you basically risk smart? There's got to be a lot of hard work in life. But we live in the information age. A lot of times working really, really hard just gets you really, really, really tired. How do you take the right steps? What are the right steps? For a long time, there was a certain way. Working hard was the answer. But now, it's just like the rules keep changing every day to what is prosperity. What is it for you? What is it you're dying for? Once again, I used to basically spend a lot of my time with a lot of guys who were about thinking small, getting rid of risk, just trying to sit by safely and comfortably. They weren't in the best of ways, and this was easier. They wanted to live small and die sooner. They were really, honestly, the kind of people who don't even want to try. Have you been like that? Has it been safe for you? What do you want to do? How do you want to get better? Do you want to? Are you seeing the change? Are you doing the change you want to be? Are you feeling it? Feel it. Know what it is. Because I'm telling you, you're meant to be what you want to be. It's a real thing. And the question is, how? Hopefully our program will help you out with that. Hey, look, we're trying to basically make sure you get better. You know, it's been said that when more people get better, the world gets better. Change. Better change for a better life. What's necessary? What's needed? You have more potential than you realize. Now, look, there's always going to be somebody who's going to basically not want you to amount to anything. They don't believe that if they know you, that you can improve. Nobody from us is going to really reach for the brass ring, is going to accomplish big things. That's only for other people. No one I know is going to do big. It's going to be. They don't believe it until it happens. And when it does, they say, "I had a feeling. I knew all along." I was praying for them. I had belief. They had something. Organic, don't you agree? He's off again. All right. In the remaining 10 minutes, I want you to make the kind of resolution that you know is going to change your life for the better. Really think and feel about what it is. Really feel it. What is it that you need? What is it that's going to bring joy to your life? What to do? Then, yes, what to do? Take a moment to think about, okay, how am I going to achieve this goal? How can I make it happen for me? How am I going to basically turn my life around for the better? How am I going to self-improve? What is it that I'm meant to do? What has been calling out for me all this time? What is going to make my life better? And you know what? In a way, this resolution, this is only one step. One crumb, like in the entire, basically, cookie of it all. It's a single step. It's just one task. Start basically moving your life towards where you feel it should go. In a way, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I'm not just basically someone who hosts this show. I'm a client myself. I was in a way trying to stay in the same spot my whole life. I was basically literally someone who just basically suffered from low self-esteem, a lack of self-worth. I didn't have faith. I was so thin-skinned. I didn't really think there was hope for me. But again, it got me in the show. It took me something to explain. You can do better. You can be better than you are. You're meant to be better. It's what evolution is. And no matter what faith you believe in, it's something. That self-improvement, that gradual process, something we all need to embrace for the better. That's what will truly help us in life more than anything else. With any faith, it's the knowledge that we are meant to evolve and must. Not just for survival, but for success itself. You feel like success and evolution, the two words should go together. Organic, tell me what you're thinking. I've been hogging all this spotlight. This is your show. What do you think? He's gone again. All right. Where do I begin? Okay, we're coming down to the closing moments. Let me just try to wrap this up as quickly as possible. It is easy to take the really early first steps of improvement. The steps get bigger and harder as you go on, as you keep climbing. But the little improvements here and there, they're meant to be. Those little, basically little bits of improvement, we're all meant to get better. We're all meant to improve. Ask yourself how you can and write it down. Catalog it. Put it in your memory banks. Know what is. You can really look at this as a turning point. The day you decided to start making things happen. The day you decided to improve. To progress as you were made to. Ask yourself that. I want to improve. How can I do that? How? Once again, dude, life is full of risks. That's part of evolution. That's part of progress. It's part of seeing the change for the past and being the change for the future, at least the present. Make the present count. Make the present really matter. It's what it all is. What it's all meant to be. You know, this is really organic show, and he hasn't really been on it, has he? Left it all to me. I almost hung up, but, well, let's just say we've been having problems with that already. I didn't want to make another show scrapped. Now, honestly, ask yourself how you're going to make it be. How are you going to improve? When are you going to do it? Some of you might think, now it seems kind of late. I'm tired. I just want to wind down. Okay, I understand. But make some time for yourself. Make a point to get by, to turn things around for the better. Make some time, some real time. Take a moment right now just to listen to yourself, your inner voice, that inner child. It's going to be telling you what you want. It'll also be help telling you how to get what you want. Hopefully the show is doing that for you too. You're getting better. You've already taken a step. You've been listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Be the Change for the Future. I'm your co-host, Talk Dude. Come to think of it, I've been the only host so far tonight. This isn't really my show, and yet this one was. Sorry what happened last night. I mean, we had to bail because we couldn't get two voices at once, but something was wrong. God only knows what it was. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Remember, you can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. Look up Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. You can listen to our shows and figure out how you want to improve, get better. Come with it, all right? Once again, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you all for tuning in at some point. And special credit to go to Organic for bailing again. All right. I want to thank every single one of you out there. Thank yourselves. Because remember, you took a step towards greatness. Can you feel your life getting better? Can you feel things improving? Can you feel yourself getting? Can you? Can you feel things picking up? Can you? I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. Don't forget what we talked about tonight. Thank you, and good night.